My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast on this Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Happy birthday to my sister. I won't tell you how old she is. She's 10 years older than I am, because she'd kill me if I did that. Anyway, today's my sister's birthday. Coming to you from a sea day in the Bahamas on the MSC Magnifica. Quite a story on the stormy weather around here. Of course, that's going to be one of the main story this morning. It's going to deal with the weather we've been going through. Real quickly before we get to that, the main story today, the lead story, is Carnival Magic hits the pier. High winds cause problems at Coco Cay. Carnival Sunshine cancels Princess Key. Cruise line to home port in Washington, D.C. Norwegian Gem to home port in Jacksonville. Roger, you got one coming at you there, my friend. And Antarctic changes for the Norwegian Star and lots more. Here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. With the pasta on this ship, I bet I can find some fettuccine Alfredo today. Just to celebrate it. If you're listening by the podcast, you're always welcome here. You can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Also, if you haven't done so yet, please smash that thumbs up button and take this as my invitation to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have 10,000 subscribers by 1:15 this afternoon. So smash that button. All right, so last night, well, yesterday when we were in Nassau, I was having my pina colada, and I could see a storm moving in, and it was really windy and cold, and the seas there along the quay in Nassau were getting rough, overspray up on the walkways. And before I could get back to the ship, it actually started raining a little bit. So I got a little wet. That's okay. But it was a cold, windy kind of thing. So I got back on the ship. Actually, some of the guys went back ashore later as the weather cleared up a little bit. The sun came up, and it's still windy and cold. I didn't go back out again. I stayed on the ship. Well, then after we sailed last night, it started getting choppier and choppier and choppier. And I think the storm that has been sitting kind of in the Bahamas for a couple of days now. We were on the outskirts of it yesterday and sailed into it during the night because it got really rough during the night. As rough as I've ever been on a ship in all my years of cruising. So I kept getting awakened and I don't wake up. When I go to sleep, I mean, I don't sleep long, but I never get awakened by anything. But I kept hearing these strange noises. Thinking, what the hell is that? Then I'd hear it again a couple minutes later. It was the coat hangers in the closet. The rocking and rolling of the ship were causing the coat hangers to flop back and forth and bang on each other and the doors and everything. Boy, is that a strange sound. When I got to breakfast this morning, it was still really rough. I'm guessing we were in 15 to 20 foot seas. It's calmed down now. There's still lots of white caps out there. And sitting looking at the railing out the window I'm looking at, it goes down. And then as we rock back up again, actually the railing goes above the horizon and down for a bit. So we're probably still in 6 foot or so. And it's looking really yucky out there. They're not letting anybody go out and walk on the walk away, walk around on deck 7. So it's just pretty miserable that. All right, I've got one thing to cover this morning before I get on with the news. And this information came from my buddy Nate. And he said, man, tell people about this because this is really awesome. This is a cruise from Sydney to Honolulu. Wait till you hear the deal on this, folks. It's on the Celebrity Solstice. Oh, that's the wrong one. That's the first one. Sails from Sydney on April the 9th. So this is a short-termer, folks. But it's worth it. Sails from Sydney on the 9th, couple days cruising. Goes to Lipu Isle, Mystery Island, La Tuaca, Fiji, Apia, crosses the international dateline, Pago Pago, several days of cruises, and it ends up in Honolulu. So it's a Sydney to Honolulu cruise. And let's see if I get the deal here. It is on the Celebrity Solstice for a solo balcony. Solo balcony cabin. It's $1,420 plus tax. Taxes and port charges. That is dirt cheap. He looked up a couple similar itineraries, similar links. And $3,500 for inside cabins. This is a solo balcony. $1,420. Man, if you can get away and go do that one, Sydney to Honolulu. Of course, you got some air things in there. Maybe they can work out something to get you some special air too. Let us know. Call me, message me, whatever. That's it. That's the deal. That's a real steal. All right. The top story today, and as far as the news portion of things, and this is all weather related, folks. Oh, before I get to that, I got to point out again that speaking of that part of the world, this is Bali. My buddy Rochelle's there. She spent a couple days in Bali. And she's getting on, I can't think which ship she's getting on. She's on 33 days over there in Asia. So we'll have a lot of stuff from Michelle for the next month. So she does more cruising. I'll tell you what, she's just amazing. And I can't get her to come on and let me interview her. Love her to death. She's a little afraid that she'd make a mistake. That's a joke. Like, I never make mistakes. All right, so The top story this morning, folks, comes from Carnival Magic. Carnival Magic was forced temporarily to depart the port of Ocherias, Jamaica, during its visit yesterday. Bad weather conditions, including strong swells and winds, caused the vessel to hit the pier. This resulted in the passengers already ashore being left ashore. The Carnival Magic had to pull out away from the pier until it calmed down enough and they could go back and land again to pick the people up. Can you imagine the people that were standing ashore and all of a sudden they see their ship crash into the pier and then pull away and leave them ashore? I would have had a stroke. But anyway, all worked out. They got back in and they picked up all the passengers. Nobody was hurt, which is a good thing. The care team took care of them ashore and some of the local tour partners. So the people were well taken care of until the ship could get back. They were docked at Reynolds Pier, and a Carnival Magic was able to, oh no, the Costa was docked at Reynolds Pier. When they left, Magic was able to go to Reynolds Pier, and they just shuffled the passengers down to the other pier. So, got taken care of. Now, while that was happening, Royal Caribbean's private island, Perfect Day at Coco Cay, did not live up to its name yesterday as high winds buffeted the pier and caused two ships to recall passengers early. So can you imagine, you're at Coco Cay, you've spent all kinds of money for all the activities they have there, and it comes on the loudspeaker, get back to the ship, folks, right away. That's what, got to get back to the ship. Well, when weather comes in, you don't have much choice at that. Freedom of the Seas and Oasis of the Seas were both docked here. Freedom of the Seas got out. That was fine. But when the storm system moved in, it was hitting Oasis of the Seas broadside, and the wind was pushing it against the pier. Thrusters weren't strong enough to break the force of the wind, and Oasis had to sit at the pier. She couldn't get out until the wind stopped away. It's about 6 hours she had to sit there. Again, she eventually got out. They went on their way for the rest of the cruise. Like I say, the weather was just unbelievable in this part of the world yesterday. All right, and that wasn't the only one. Princess Cruise, Carnival Sunshine, was trying to get into Princess Key yesterday, and the captain says, no, I'm not even going to attempt it. So they canceled that one completely. Now, I understand Enchanted Princess this morning was on her way to Princess Key, and the captain already canceled for today. So this is really widespread. We're supposed to go to Ocean Key tomorrow, which is MSC's private island. I have a feeling this has got to calm down some, or we might miss out on that tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories, folks, after a quick break from one of the network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, The place to be, to be.
All right, guys, so the next story today comes from Norwegian. The Jacksonville Port Authority has approved Norwegian Gym to sail from Jacksonville Cruise Terminal in 2025. The gym will offer 4 and 5 night cruises to Freeport, Nassau, and Great Stirrup Cay, plus 11 and 12 night itineraries to the Eastern Caribbean. Norwegian Gym will sail seasonally from November through April. Congratulations to Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's done well with a Carnival ship. It's the only ship in there for a long time. I'm glad to see more ships going in there. I've not sailed out of Jacksonville. That's going to be on the agenda. I promise you that. A cruise line home ported in Washington, D.C. Are you kidding me? Talking about being in my backyard. American Cruise Line will sail round trip from Washington, D.C. as the only cruise line departing from the heart of the nation's capital. The American Revolution cruises are a round trip from D.C., sailing the Chesapeake Bay, Potomac River, and the York River along the, aboard the 170-guest American Constitution and the 100-guest American Glory, one of the new coastal cats. American Revolution itineraries operate in spring and fall with early sailings, offering the opportunity to view the Chesapeake's cherry blossom season. The first cruise of the season departs March 26th of this year. And folks, I keep saying, and I sent a lot of messages to these guys, these ships, even the new ones, the Coastal Cats, are handicap accessible. They have a one wheelchair accessible cabin. They have an elevator so you can access all the decks. Nobody knows about it. So I keep telling them, dude, put me on your ships. I'll broadcast from on your ships. I'll make sure you get that handicap room rented on every cruise. So call me, American Cruise Line. I talk about you guys all the time. All right. I think this is the last story this morning. The Norwegian Star has had to change a bunch of stuff down there in Antarctica. Star was set to depart on the 18th of February on an 18-night sailing with visiting destinations Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, the Falkland Islands, and along the way, sailing to the scenic parts of Antarctica on the itinerary. Well, everything that was is no more. They changed up everything. Different days and different ports, different times. You know, they just did everything. This has happened recently on another sailing down in that part of the world. There's no real explanation given why they're doing that. This one, I think, overall actually loses a little in time and port. The last one, they actually gained a little time and port. You know, I'm assuming that it's weather related or what they're projecting for the weather this time of year. I mean, down in there, it's pretty nasty. It'd be pretty nasty. So anyway, the Star sailing on the February the 18th is all turned upside down. All right. That is going to end the news portion of today's show. Let's go over and see if anybody's in the chat room. By the way, the rest of the schedule for the rest of the week, today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're in port, but I'll do the show at 11. And then if I can go ashore, I'll go ashore. Friday, there will be no show. I disembark in Miami Friday morning. if the weather allows, and I've got to check on that today. I jump in my car and I go to Tampa, and I'm going to do a back room tour of the African exhibit at the Tampa Zoo. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope it works out. Then I'll be back on the air Monday as normal. So, all right, let's see who's in the chat room today. Oops, where'd it go? I just had it, turned it off. Okay, over in the chat room. Ah, Laura's with us. Good morning from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. How you doing, Laura? Mike's with us from over the other side of the pond. Joanne, hi from extremely rocky Atlantic. We're on Anthem heading up to Bayonne. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Melissa's out in Arizona. Hi, Melissa. Gary Alder in the dirt. What are you doing, Gary? I haven't seen you this morning. Gary Alder in the dirt's on this show. So I guess he caught the show someplace. Didn't see him this morning for breakfast. Oh, by the way, my four Canadian ladies, they're sitting right over here playing cards. They're playing some damn game I never heard of. So I said, oh, well, you'll have to tell me about the game. And they said, oh, yeah, bring your money. I think maybe I better not do that. Something tells me they're sharks. Gretchen's with us from the Enchanted Princess. They got canceled out of Princess the Key. Gretchen says we were rocking and rolling for a while. Smooth as silk now. We're not smooth as silk yet, but it's definitely improving. Although it's ugly, an ugly day, but it's smoothing out now. Although there's still a lot of white caps out there. And it's still rocking some. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Hi, Sonny. I love rocking and rolling, Steve's. Long as no stinking. Yeah, yeah, we don't want to sink, that's for sure. There's Hot Air Tom. I checked on the current position of Chile's ship. He is right off the coast of Miami. Short swim. I'm assuming Hot Air, they went to as smooth of waters as they could get to, too far away, so they could get back to the private island tomorrow, assuming we can get in there. Let's see what we're doing here. Gretchen says, yeah, Sonny, sinking is enough. I would think so. Gretchen says, hi there, Tom. Am I next to Cuba? You can check. Which ship are you, Gretchen? She's Enchanted Princess. Oh, she said that. There's Mary. Hi, welcome aboard. The name I'm not familiar with. Off the coast of Cuba, eastern and approaching Puerto Padre. Also, you are headed towards Celebrity Summit. We'll pass her shortly. She's cruising the opposite direction. Otter says they should take you to MSC Ocean Key today. You're only about 50 miles from the island. Well, this is a sea day, and I have a feeling, Tom, he couldn't land at Ocean Key. It's still too rough, at least where we are. Although it's improving, I'm not sure you could get in today, and it still looks like it would be really miserable there. Alina? I don't know where that came from. That must be a sex bomber. Who's Master Shows Magnifica has 3.2 meter 10 meter, that's 9 foot, almost 10 foot waves. Yeah, I guess they're at 6 to 9 right now, so it's pretty close. Man, during the night and early this morning, Tom, you would have been absolutely amazed at the wave. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. I will be back here same time, same channel tomorrow at 11 o'clock. That'll be the only show left this week. And I will see you, everybody, tomorrow. Same time, same channel. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas, whether it's rocking and rolling or smooth as silk. You guys have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.